The All Blacks play Ireland on Saturday in their first test of the year. We've lost three of the last five against Ireland, but Ireland have never beaten us in New Zealand, and we're going to hold on to that. Michael Corcoran is an Irish rugby commentator who's in New Zealand for the game. Hi, Michael.
Heather, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Who's getting the spanking? Is it you or is it us, or does no one get a spanking, actually?
Listen, I think it'll be good old-fashioned arm wrestle, to be fair about it. But if I was to try and wear a neutral hat here, which I try to do at the best of times, and take a helicopter view of it, I mean, Ireland have never beaten New Zealand in New Zealand. You know, the statistic you read out of, you know, Ireland beat New Zealand three in the last five meetings. That's all been in the Northern Hemisphere. And Ireland have never won down here. I've been coming here for a hell of a long time. And I sense the country is full of fear. People are wondering, is this going to be the chance of Ireland got a good opportunity? Is this the time they're going to get up? Will they be full of confidence? All of these questions, they'll be answered at Eden Park tomorrow night. But I suspect that it is New Zealand who will maintain that unbeaten record against Ireland.
Do you reckon New Zealand's got the mental edge here?
In terms of?
Well, I'm just thinking, weigh this up, Michael. So New Zealand has the mental edge because they have never, well, I mean, Ireland has never beaten us at Eden Park, right? But then Ireland would have the mental edge because you won the last two matches against us. But then we would have the mental edge because we are in front of the home crowd. You know what I mean? Like, who has the mental edge at the end of the day?
Yeah, you see, listen, I mean, it's like this is kind of like having a look at a glass that's, you know, one person could say it's half full, the other could say it's half empty, depending on your perspective, really. I mean, I would say I always feel that New Zealand at home, particularly at Eden Park, feel that they're bulletproof, and rightly so, because of such an impressive unbeaten record there, stretching way back. Ireland have always have come down here full of optimism, as they always do. You know, yes, I mean, you could argue that Ireland will feel that, you know, given the fact that they've such a good track record against New Zealand in the recent past, that maybe they're a step closer to beating New Zealand in New Zealand. So maybe that gives them some kind of an edge as well, too. Do you know what I mean? So I think everybody will be looking for that extra little 5% that's going to try and push them over the line.
You see, and here's the thing, right? The Irish squad has much less to lose. If New Zealand loses, it's hugely embarrassing. Whereas if the Irish lose, it's kind of par for the course, isn't it? So that would probably put more pressure on the All Blacks, wouldn't it?
I think there is pressure on New Zealand, really, you know, to perform. That's the reality about it. I mean, given the disruption, certainly even within the coaching ranks, you know, and I mean, given the fact that, you know, it's a three test series against Ireland, followed by two games away in South Africa. I mean, if one of those games was to drop, particularly at the fortress that is Eden Park, I think it certainly would probably rattle a couple of cages. You know, if Ireland were to win, I think it would be one of the greatest wins of all time from an Irish point of view. That's how highly I would rate it. But you're right. I mean, if Ireland lose, people will say, that's the Irish thing for you. They're coming down here thinking they can win. We've beaten them. So what? Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, I mean, you can take out whichever you want to.
How do you feel about Joe Schmidt coaching the squad against you guys? Because he was a bit of a traitor going over to coach you, but now he's a traitor. He's a turncoat on you.
Well, you see, I mean, since he's come back, he's actually an Irishman. He's an Irish passport holder. So we've given him back to you in probably pretty good condition, to be fair about it. look, I'm not sure there's a whole heap that Joe can do in the space of, I think it's two training sessions that he's been involved in during the course of this week. He's a massively talented individual. He's a really nice bloke, a very, very talented coach, was very successful in Ireland with Leinster, and indeed with Ireland at national level also, and, you know, coached Ireland to beat New Zealand for the first time in Chicago, you know, a few years back. So we will always hold him in high esteem. We always knew that we could never hang on to him for a long period of time. And he's back here, and he's a really, really valuable coaching resource. And, I mean, I'm not surprised that Ian Foster has asked him to come in to throw his eye over the preparations this week. I'm not sure how much of an effect he can have in the space of a couple of days this week. But I mean, Joe Schmidt deserves the coach at the highest level, wherever that is, whether someday he's going to be the All Blacks coach, I don't know. That's for others to decide.
Yeah, Michael, listen, enjoy your stay and thank you so much. Really hope you guys have a good time. It's Michael Corcoran, who is an RTE radio rugby commentator, 18 away from six.